With hello, goodbye. Here's 18 minutes after 7 with the Grease Man rubbing my sleepy little eyes and facing a new day with you. Nice day today. Watch out for thunder later on. Whoops. Geez, I just got a chill run up and down my spine. I just got like a flashback. Do you believe in reincarnation? I guess I'm the only one. You laugh. But I believe there was a time when I lived another life. A life when I chain-smoked Chesterfields and wore cheap suits. A life when I had a big 45 automatic strapped under my armpit. A life I lived as Big Dick Brannigan, Private Eye. No case was too sleazy. No money was too dirty. Big Dick Brannigan. I was sitting in my office when a Mrs. Farquhar came in completely broken down. She said, "Oh, you've got to help me, Mr. Brannigan. I've lost my poodle, Mitzi. I'll do anything to get her back." I thought, "Oh, you got all that's come to this. I'm tracking down poodle." I said, $200 a day plus expenses. She said, "Oh, I'll pay anything to get my Mitzi back. As a matter of fact, Mr. Brannigan, if you can at least tell me where she is, I'll pay you your $200 a day in expenses. But if you bring her back to me, it's a $10,000 bonus." I said, "Hey, John, that dog is as good as yours. Let me have a picture of that thing." Sure enough, she gave me a picture of the dog, and I went to all the jumps, all the dog pounds. I searched every kennel in the city. I was just about ready to go back to her place and report that I couldn't find her when I saw the dog splattered under a car. It fit Mitzi's description, and sure enough, the tag had a little thing on it that said Mitzi. I thought, "Oh, my God, there goes the 10 G's. Then it hit me. I know what I'll do. I scooped up the stiff dog, threw it in the back of my car, and I roared off. I searched the town until I found a dog that looked exactly like Mitzi. I took her to a buddy of mine who ran a pet shop, and I had her clipped and dyed. I had the same ribbons towed. I took the same collar and put it around the new dog. And then, while still collecting my $200 a day, I trained this dog to answer to the name of Mitzi. Until finally I was ready. I showed up at her place. I said, "Mrs. Farquhar, I got a surprise for you. Come on, Mitzi." And the dog came running out of the car. She said, "Mitzi, how delightful!" And the dog was doing little stupid backflips and stuff. She said, "Mitzi, stay right there. I'll get you your best food. Mitzi, you're the best dog. You know, Mr. Brannigan, she's never fouled the house the whole time I've had her." I said, "That's wonderful. Could you get my check while you're getting Mitzi's food?" But when, you know, while she was in the kitchen, this new dog decided to squat right there and soil the carpet. I thought, "My God, what do I do? Should I kick it under the couch?" I mean, but I thought fast. I dropped my seal, sucker, and I squatted over the mess. Just as Mrs. Farquhar walked back in the room, she said, "My God, Mr. Brannigan!" I said, "I'm sorry, Mrs. Farquhar, but I haven't been the same since the divorce." Read this big article.